friend, and welcome to the chaplainscorner.net. I'm interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab some pen and paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. This is Season 2, Episode 22, Controlling Your Tongue, Part 3. The last podcast, we saw that even though the tongue is small, it still has the ability to set in motion the conditions and circumstances of your life. James 3, 5-6. Let's go a little deeper today. Proverbs 18, verses 20-21, I'm reading from the Amplified. A man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequence of his words he must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it, for death or for life. Let's jump over to Matthew 12:37. Let me grab it here. Jesus is talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. Matthew 12, starting in verse 34, Amplified. You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil or wicked? For out of the fullness the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. For by your words you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned and sentenced. Pretty strong language there. So let's take a little bit about tongues, and let's jump over and sort of go down another little row or another little avenue here. Well, Chaplain Terry, I don't believe in tongues. Well, that's too bad. Because the Apostle Paul did. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:18. Well, Chaplain Terry, that all passed away. Really? Look at Mark 13:31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Look at 2 Timothy 3:16. That says the word of God is inspired, inerrant, and profitable for the instruction in righteousness. There was a time when I didn't believe in tongues either. I thought that had all been passed away. If you listen to some of my earlier podcasts, you'll see why I changed my mind. I reached a point in my life where I wanted everything that God had to offer, not because of trying to get something or do something, but because I wanted to please God and wanted to be counted in His family. Are you ready to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Are you ready to control your circumstances and start living a victorious life? Are you ready to enter into eternity as a child of God? Or are you content to go down the current path you're going down, with frustration and defeat, and maybe even spend an eternity separated from God? I'm going to read you a little prayer that if you want to give your heart to the Lord, now would be a good time to do it. And we'll continue to make these podcasts and work everything out and explain things to you as you continue on in your life. You may repeat this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, Him that comes to me, I will no wise cast out. John 6:37. So I know you won't cast me out, but you will take me in, and I thank you for it. You said in your word, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. I am calling on your name, so I know you have saved me now. You also said, If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification, or in order so I could be made righteous, and I confess him now as my Lord. Because your word says, With my heart man believes unto righteousness, and I do believe with my heart, I have now become the righteousness of God in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and I am saved. If you just prayed that prayer with me, you have been made clean and forgiven by God. Email me and let me send you some special materials. If you are already saved and want a deeper and more fulfilled life in Christ, join me next week and I will give you specific steps to live in a victorious life in Jesus Christ. Today, though, start speaking God's word to your circumstances. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My website is thechaplainscorner.net, thechaplainscorner.net. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. I look forward to you following me. Please like and share. And thank you so much. Now you have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.